Well, praise God to you that are connected. This is the Worldwide Revival, sponsored by A Chosen Generation Fellowship of Churches, where the Chief Apostle B.A. Thomas is the founder. We welcome all of you tonight all over the world to our 5:30 p.m. revival night. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us because He has anointed us to preach and teach good and glad tidings to the people. I know many are still logging on right now, but I want you to know, amen, glory to God, get your Bibles ready, get your hearts ready to receive a word tonight, not only a word, but to enjoy a move of our God. Yes, beloved, we praise God for the great things that He have done in our mind, in our spirit, in our body. Amen, in our soul. Lord, I want you, Lord, to do great things and do mighty exploits in your life. Well, we're going to go on with our service on tonight. Amen, and we praise God again for the world revival. At this time, amen, we're going to have our scripture, amen, coming from our honorary senior elder, Elder Milton, after which prayer will be by Prophet Brooks. And after the prayer, we will have a selection from Mrs. Robinson, a selection of her choosing. Glory to God. At this time, our scripture will come now.
Praise the Lord, saints. Our scripture reading for this evening comes from the New Testament, Book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 15, 16, and 17. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of His word.
Amen. Let's go before the great prayer. Oh, gracious and everlasting Father, we thank You on tonight for what our hearts have received the word of Scripture on tonight. Oh, God, we have to come on the line tonight. First and foremost, we ask that You clear our hands, that we have a pure heart, oh God. And we ask for forgiveness, oh God, that we get for all that we have said, all that we have done, that is not pleasing to Your sight, not a sweet aroma to Your nostrils, oh God. We thank You for not giving us just reward for this departure and damnation from You, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we ask You to clean up every wind of thought, God. Come on the line tonight, God. Speak, oh God, every song, every testimony, oh God. And into the word of God, God, through the speaker of Yahweh, or tonight, God. So the right now word, oh God, that will prick our hearts, will continue to seek for You, oh God, more than natural affection, seek for You, God, more than natural emotion. And before we ask for anything as a natural mind, God, that we are hunger for Your word, hunger to stay before You, oh God, in the mighty name of You, oh God, move by Your power, Your anointing. That's where it is, because it's Your presence. Let the bodies that come on hurt be leaving healed. Let the heart, let the mind that come bothered leave in peace, God. Let the spirit that come confused leave at ease, God. We come tonight, God, saying thank You. Thank You for bringing us this far, oh God. Thank You for giving us a new day of grace and mercy, oh God. That we are not worthy of, Lord, we can be justified for having, oh God. But we thank You for You, oh God, and God alone. Now we ask you to seal us out this cup of apostolic and prophetic seal, and Your undeniable and unchangeable blood, we pray. And all God's people that believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, say amen.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Robinson.
We've come this far by faith. We've come this for by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in His holy word. He never failed us yet. Oh, can't turn around We've come this far by faith. We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in His holy word. He never fails us yet. Oh, can't turn around. We've come this far by faith. We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in His holy word. He never fails us yet. Oh, can't turn around. We've come this far by faith.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for that selection. We come this far by faith. Oh, I tell you, saints, every day is a faith walk. That's right. Every day that we are alive is a faith walk. We don't know what we're going to experience. But one thing I tell you, saints, we all have to believe, and that's all faith is simply belief. Believing that the Lord can do anything, hallelujah, but fail. We praise God tonight. Amen. For those of you that just joined us not long ago, we want you to know, amen, that this is the world revival. Oh, I tell you, the Holy Spirit is moving and ruling, amen, every night on this number and access code. And we praise God for you. At this time, we're going to have our welcome and our announcements coming from our precious General Shaw. And we'll be back. God bless you.
Amen, amen. On behalf of the Chosen Generation Fellowship of Churches, our Chief Apostle, Dr. B.A. Thomas, we welcome you to our World Revival, putting on the whole armor of God. We welcome the callers and listeners from the West Coast to the East Coast, from down south to up north. We welcome all those from all over the world to our World Revival, putting on the whole armor of God. Tomorrow night's speaker will be Minister Dion Freeman from Los Angeles. Again, tomorrow night's speaker will be Minister Dion Freeman at 5:30 tomorrow. A Chosen Generation Fellowship of Churches Holy Convocation will be this July 8th through the 12th. July 8th, 9th, and 10th will be on this line at 5:30. The 8th will be men's night. The 9th will be women's night. The 10th will be youth night. And then on the 12th, it will be our official day. But further information will be forthcoming about our official day. If there's anyone on the line that would like to participate in our holy convocation, feel free to call Chief Apostle Dr. B.A. Thomas at area code 310-590-5572. Again, 310-590-5572. Amen.
Amen. We praise God for those announcements. And we trust that you will govern yourself accordingly. Now, I want you to know, beloved, this ministry, this revival, rather, has been going on for some months. And I tell you, the Lord gave the woman of God this vision. It started out with 3 days, and I tell you, it's going on into months. But you know what? In this particular season that we all are living and experiencing, we need a revival on a daily basis. What is revival? To restore, to renew, to repair, to rekindle, and to rejuvenate. And I want you to know tonight, this ministry, trusted by your support, has let us know that you've been changed, and we bless you, and we thank you so much for your support. Now, if you want to be a blessing to a chosen generation or the chief apostle, I want you to cash app her, amen, of course, the dollar sign, chief apostle, and the number 2. That's right, the dollar sign, chief apostle, 2. And I guarantee you the seed that you sow is the seed that will grow. We will give this cash app again before we dismiss on tonight in the name of the Lord. We praise God. Amen. It's come now for us to introduce the woman of God that will bring the word of the Lord. Amen. Is there an appointee, apostle, that is to introduce her, or would you like me to go ahead?
Amen. You can go ahead.
Amen. We praise God tonight for this woman of God. You know, we call her the songbird. And I tell you, Evangelist Brown is something else. Amen. She wears many hats. Glory to God. And she's faithful and she's dedicated to the Lord. And one thing she's going to tell you, amen, to preach and take him to the cross. Glory to God. And then another thing that we love to hear her say is, stay on the wall and don't come down. And we appreciate you, our state evangelist. She's a beautiful woman of God. Amen. She's been singing every night on this, in this world revival. Amen. Have been in a chosen generation for some years, and we appreciate her. And the Lord had touched the chief apostle some years ago to appoint her as the state evangelist. So we praise God tonight. Amen. For our speaker, she's going to come now and bless us in song. And after that, the next voice that you will hear is none other than our own state evangelist, Marie Brown. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen, amen, amen. Don't worry about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from life's sunshine, for the sky may turn gray. I don't worry over the future, for I know what Jesus said, and today he walks beside me, for he knows what lies ahead. Many things about tomorrow I just can't seem to understand, but I know who holds my tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. Oh, Lord, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we honor you for this day, Heavenly Father. Because it had not been for you that was on my side, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, where would I be, Heavenly Father? Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, touch me in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, where I will go through and just be a servant for you and just give the word and let you stay on the cross and I just do your word and being obedient to you, Heavenly Father, and let them see less of me and more of you. Get self out of the way and put you in first. So I thank you and I honor you, Heavenly Father, for this day that I pray. Amen.
Yeah.
If you will go with me to St. Matthew, the 24th chapter, the 3rd verse through the 7th verse. And it says, okay, hold on. 24th chapter, the 3rd verse, and it says, and he set up on the Mount of Olives, and the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And he shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and these shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. My subject today is, well, coming today is, the sign of the times. And it's telling us the sign of the time is not of this coming, and the sign of the end of the age. The sign of the time. The Bible is telling us that Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives and with the disciples, and the disciples asked Jesus, when is the sign of the time of the coming? And then he asked them of the sign of the end of the world. But Jesus answered and told them, saying, take heed that no man deceive thee. And it's telling us, the Bible's telling us that we should not let no one deceive us of this perilous time. Because we're living in the last and evil days where man try to deceive us. But we should still look to Jesus, but with our help coming from, and our help coming from the Lord. Then the Bible is telling us, be sure that for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Jesus telling us that we can't be deceived. As long as we stand on the word and stay with Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is going to lead us all the way. Because he don't never forsake us, and he will never leave us alone. The people of the Bible of today is telling us that we should stand on the word, because we are living in the sign of the time. And it's telling us that many people will be deceived. As you see now, a lot of people have been deceived over what happened to the young man with the police officer. But we must be encouraged knowing that Jesus Christ got everything in the palm of his hand. He knows everything. When we allow the devil to come in and take us over, then we will work for him. But I'm willing to stand on the wall knowing that Jesus Christ is going to work things out in our behalf. And the Bible is telling us, if we go down and say it, it says, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors. This is what's going on now. We got the National Guard here. We got the army people that came in. And we're living in warless, perilous times. And the sign is telling us now today, and we're in Revelation, what Jesus telling that he's on his way back, but he's not here yet. But he is telling us we're in trouble. The world is in trouble today. We're living in where people could go into the store and go in and steal and take stuff, and because they let the devil ride with him. But Jesus telling us that we're not supposed to do this. We're supposed to wait on the world, the Lord. The world have got what they just taking the law in their own hand, which it is wrong for them to do. But if you don't know anything about Jesus the Christ, you will be deceived. These people were deceived. That we got a president that's telling us, oh, if you go out and protest, you will be shot. You will be killed. But it's telling us, but we still know that this is a sign of the time where we have to stand on the word, and the word is Jesus Christ. Jesus is telling us that he's not here yet. He can't tell us about the coming, but he can't tell us about the end of the time, because he's not here yet. None of us have arrived here yet. so none of us can tell nobody about the end of the time. We're living in perilous days where man will go against man, where woman will go against woman. We're living in where you can see that all these things is coming to pass, but the end is not yet. We still have a lot of pain to go through. We still going to have trouble and tribulation if we don't stand on the word and get our lives together, get our families together, get us saved and everything, knowing that Jesus Christ is in everything that we do today. We're living well in perilous time where we have trouble in our home. We got trouble in our places, but we got to cry sometimes. So much trouble, I have to cry sometimes. Oh, it brings tears to my eyes to see my sisters and brothers go in, getting killed, and doing all type of things now. And they're telling me that the young man, that his brother, that he have the coronavirus. Oh, none of them went out there and had masks on them. They wasn't even thinking about the mask, which we have this on us also. But to know and be encouraged that Jesus Christ is the one that's working it out in our behalf. All we got to do is trust him. Trust him and tell him all about it and leave it there. Man is being deceived because man always want to be first. But man is first because Jesus made him out of the dust. And when he made man, he seen that man was lonely and he made woman. So we are the man, we are the queens because we have the real. But we're living in perilous times where everything is going on in the world today. And it tells us about you will hear of wars and rumors. All this going on, wars and rumors. Not only rumors. I remember a song about looking at all these rumors. But we're telling us, I looked around and seen, last time I checked, Jesus Christ was up in the midst. Last time I checked, Jesus Christ had saved us from the world of sin. Last time I checked, Jesus Christ let us know what time it is. It's time for us to get our lives together. It's time for us to stop playing church. It's time for us to get people saved. It's time for us to go out. Those people in the church are already saved. And if they ain't saved, God bless them. And then it's time for us to go out in the midst of all this going on and come go get these people and bring them back into the churches. This is what he wants us to do. We're living in a sign of the time where you can't be a boss and you can't tell the pastor what to do. You have to listen to the pastor because he knows what's best for us. And it's telling us that we have to know that these things are going to happen to us because it says such things must happen. But the end is still to come. We got some more to come. We got some more heartache to come. We got some more trouble to come. We got some more burdens to come. Because we're living in the sign of the time. And it tells us that nations against nation, number 7, nations will rise against nation. So look what's going on. Nation against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famine and earthquakes in various places. See, we're having all these earthquakes and not even that, tornadoes down there in the south. And tornadoes don't play. It goes all around and twists around and it goes in the bow. They have people that done lost all their homes and stuff, but only one person didn't lose their home because no telling that she was the favor of God. She know that Jesus Christ was going to protect her, and as long as we call out and say, Jesus, help us, he's going to be with us. He's never going to leave us or forsake us. He will be there until the end. Then it's telling us that our children, mothers against daughters against mothers, son against son, and that father against their son. All this is against what's going on in the birthplace of today. But we're living in a sign of a time that we must know that we have to get it right. We must love on each other. We must know that Jesus Christ was on that Mount of Olives. And he told his disciples, he didn't tell them the time, but he told them it's not yet. It's not yet to come right now, but we still got a lot of trouble to come in the end of this world. I'm standing on the wall. I'm looking to heaven. I'm looking up to heaven where all my help comes from. My help coming from the Lord. The Lord is telling us, Bob is telling us that we got to get it right today. We can't play. We got to have our whole armor of God on. We got to have everything on. We cannot sit around here and go into church and don't have the blessed plate of righteousness on. And we can't go and never die to heaven. We got to have the whole armor on, not half of it. But we're living in a sign of a time where we will be deceived by many. But if we know Jesus Christ and he saved us while we were in our sin, when he saved us and when we were in our sin, he brought us from a mighty long way. He changed my life, turned my life around when I was out there in those clubs, thought I was doing stuff, spending all my kids' money and out there in the club for what? Wasting my life on that. I could have been dead and gone, but Jesus Christ came and spared my life and said, no, you're going to be my child. You're my favorite. So you got to do what I say. So we must obey the word of God. If he tells us to go right and you go left, you have just killed yourself because you have disrespected God and you disobeyed him. But he's telling us that we got to listen to what he's got. Sometimes he will tell you things. He will talk to you and tell you. And if you connected with him and have a relationship with Jesus, then he'll talk to you every day and tell you, don't get on that bus. Or don't get in the car right now. Let the car stay running for 30 minutes. But you get in the car anyway and disobey God and something happens to the car and then you're in there. So God will patiently listen to us. He will come to us when we're sick and we're on our dead of affliction in the hospital. Jesus will come in. The pastor come in and pray for you. Yeah, they can pray for you. But we have to know it's a stronger in business. It's Jesus the Christ that I look to. He come in that room and touch you and let you know everything is going to be all right. You're going to live and you're not going to die. All sickness is not to death, but we have to know that we have to have a personal relationship. Just having a coffin, flowers, where your soul gonna go? And you don't have no relationship with Jesus. You have to have a relationship with him before the blood runs out of your veins. We must have a relationship with Jesus. I'm looking to the hills. I'm not looking to the back. I'm not looking on the right. I'm not looking to the left. I'm looking straight for the prize, and that's Jesus the Christ. Jesus is telling us that we know that he lives and he lives within us. We know that he is the one that can fix everything for us. When they tell you no, he turn around and tell you yes, because that is a favor that he have with you, because you're his child. He loves you. He's not going to forsake you. He will be with you until the end. And Jesus Christ is telling us that this world today, this world that we're living in today, we can't put it down. We can't talk about it because we're living in the sign of the time. A lot of this stuff that's going on was necessary. A lot of this stuff is necessary, what's happening. It was necessary. Because we're living in the sign of the time, and Revelation tells you every time. He's on his way back, but he's not here yet. But we do know that this is a man that had 12 disciples. And these 12 disciples, they followed Jesus. Now, we have a pastor that we know that we follow when he goes out to visiting churches. We follow our pastor because our pastor tells us about our wrongness. And when we do good, he rewards us. When we do bad, he tells us that when we do wrong. And he tells us in private, not seek nobody out in public, and you got a lot of people. That's not right, because you need to check yourself, because nobody has arrived here yet. But we're living in a sign of the time where we know that Jesus Christ fed 5,000 with 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread. He was born by the Virgin Mary. He walked his sinful earth for 33 long years. He came down 42 generations. He was born by the Virgin Mary. He was crucified by Pilate. They put a thorn on his head and a cross on his shoulder. They marched him down to Villa Rosa, a hill called Calvary. Calvary Hill, they hung him high and stretched him wide, but he never said a mumbling word. They took the stain off of him, put the ugly robe on him, pierced him in the side, had water and blood running all down him, but he stayed right there until the sun refused to shine. He had two thieves that was by him. One on the right said, oh, you're the Messiah. Come down and help us, Jesus. He begged him to come down, but he looked up towards heaven and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And the one on the left said, Father, remember me in paradise. Oh, he bowed his head and a lock of his shoulders. He died for us, and he died that day for us. He bowed his head. They took him down and buried him in a borrowed tomb because they know that the tomb that they had that was not going to hold our Messiah. He stayed dead 3 days and three nights. But early, he got up with all power in his hand. All power, our Jesus got up with all power in his hand. All power in heaven and earth, he got up. Oh, he went all the way down to hell to tell, he said, he went all down to hell. You ain't heard nobody went down there. Ain't nobody going to let you put no nails in their hands and nails in their feet. You talking about have to run, you have to catch them first. But he did not go into the midst. He stayed right down here on sinful earth. Right here where we at. Sinful earth. 40 days. 40 days. And after 40 days, he descended himself into, up into heaven. Was howdy, howdy, and never goodbye. Well, the seats is made of gold. Well, I can eat what I want to eat. Tell Jesus all about it. How I got over all the misunderstanding, all the headache, all the heartache, all the pain, all the disappointment. Oh, I can tell my Jesus that I'm up there in heaven. Eat what I want to eat. Can't worry about being evicted. Don't worry about having no money. I can eat what I'm up there with Jesus where I'm plenty ways taken care of. Oh, just walking around heaven all day long with my Jesus there and tell him all about it. Tell him how I got over. Tell him about the heartaches and the pains and the disappointments. He's up there. He's waiting on us. He's taking pictures of us when we act ugly. When we act ugly and do something ugly, he's taking a picture of you. We're living in the sign of a time. Don't be discouraged. This is supposed to happen. It's necessary. This is supposed to happen. People are dying like flies. And not only with the coronavirus, but to tell me if you go down there in the hospital now and you die down there, you can die and have a heart attack or something, and they're going to put coronavirus on you. Oh, Lord, we ask in your name of Jesus. Control everything, the coronavirus, all this going on with the young man that got I don't wish death on nobody, but there is a penalty in life that you have to pay for your wrongdoing. And Jesus Christ is going to make sure that happens. But we have to still stay on the wall. We got to be encouraged by these young boys, the young boys that are here now. It's 110 young men that got killed back in 90 all the way up to now, and nothing has been done about it. Nothing. But we steady pray. We steady praying for the young men that they would do the right thing. Respect the law. If they got a gun and a bag, you know what they're going to do to you. But we standing in the need of prayer. Not no one person, but two or three are gathering your name. Jesus will be in the midst. But we all got to pray together. All these churches, I don't care what nomination you are. I don't care what nomination you are. We all got to get together. I don't care. No races. No races. Black matters, yes, it does matter. But everybody's life matters. Everybody's life matters because a lot of people have lost their kids too. So it's telling us that we need to get it right. We don't need no discouragement. We need to have a positive attitude that God is already taking care of this thing. He's going to taking care of it because we live in this kind of time. It was necessary for it to happen. It was necessary. We are in trouble. Yeah, we're in trouble, but we still got to pray. Knowing Jesus, 99 and a half won't do. You got to get that 100. You have to get that 100. You must get that 100. And to get that 100, you got to love. You got to love on everybody. You got to forgive. You got to be saved. You got to have a personal relationship with Jesus. You got to know what Jesus Christ asked you to do. You got to know your gift and use your gift in a positive way, not negativity. Because God's going to take care of us anyway. No matter what it looks like, he got everything in the palm of his hand. And I tell him every day, fix it, Lord. Fix it for me. Because trouble in my way, I had to cry sometimes. But I have so much trouble in my life, but I know Jesus Christ will fix it. He's going to fix it one day for us, and he's on his way, but he's not here yet. So that's the time of the time. You can't tell him the coming or the ending, because he hasn't arrived here yet. None of us have. Let's love on each other, knowing that Jesus Christ is the reason for the season. Now, I know that somebody out there in radio land is having a whole lot of disappointments. Maybe it was somebody in your family that was in that riot, and you just don't know what to do. Maybe you need prayer. Maybe you need a healing. Maybe you need a financial blessing. Maybe you need a friend or a hug or a kiss or a kiss or something. Maybe you need a place to stay. Maybe you're homeless. It's always room at the cross. It's always room at the cross. Jesus have no respect of persons, no matter what you did, no matter what happened to you. He loved us in spite of, because he died on that old rugged cross for us. He died for us. He died for us. And the cross didn't kill Jesus. The nail didn't kill him. Love killed him. He loved us just that much that he died for us. And you come to Jesus. And there's a cross for everybody. And there is a cross for us. For everybody that's on this line that want prayer. Anybody want prayer? Anybody know that Jesus can change things? Because we are living in the sign of the time. And now it's time for us to be real. No more faking. No more shaking. We got to be bold about this thing. We got to be bold knowing that Jesus Christ is going to fix this for us. Just come to him. If there's prayer in there, don't be scared. Don't be thinking about what people are going to say about you. Because let me tell you something. Jesus Christ is the one that you got to look up to. That's the one you got to worry about. If you got somebody there with you, they say, oh, girl, I'm going up there. Just leave them there and just come on to Jesus. There's room at the cross. Is that one? Is that one on the line knowing that Jesus is going to fix it? Maybe something wrong with your mind. Maybe you forget things. Maybe you don't have no friends. Maybe something happened in your life with your loved one. Maybe something happened with your husband. Maybe your husband left you for another woman. We're all standing in the need of prayer. We all need him. I don't know your story. You don't know mine. But we all stand. I know that I love Jesus. I love Jesus. And I know when I'm in a predicament, I always call on him. Mm-hmm. And he tells me what I got to do. So is that one on the line? Is that one on the line? Amen. If there's none, I'm going to turn you back over to Apostle York. Amen? Knowing that it's time for us to speak out. We got to speak out in love. Not nothing mean. Just speak out and tell the Lord about it. And he's going to fix it for you. Amen? I hope something's still done and we know we're living in the sign of time, but it's necessary. We got to get it right. Amen? Amen. Amen. Now I turn back over to the narrator. Pastor York. Amen. Thank you, everybody, for coming on.
God bless you, Evangelist Brown, for that beautiful message. Amen. And as you were saying, there may be one on the line tonight, and you may not know the Lord as your personal Savior. You know what? This is the season where we are still, and we can connect to him. I don't care what's went on. I don't care what you've done. As the message tonight was talking about the signs of the time. But I want you to know, even if we wasn't going through this pandemic, salvation is always in order. And I want you to know, beloved, tonight, that you may know the Lord and you want to get stronger in God. I'm the first one to say, yeah, my Lord, I want to get stronger in God. On a daily basis, I'm asking the Lord to renew my strength. Lord, give me strength, not only through these trying times, but as I live a daily life before you. Oh, yes, I want you to know tonight that there's room at the cross for you. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray a brief prayer. Amen. And if you need to know the Lord, I want you to just reach up right now while he go by, because when you know him and he lives on the inside of you, it's a difference that comes in your life. I have no complaints about loving God. Amen. I have no doubt in my mind that whatever he say, oh, bless his name, he's going to bring it to pass. Father, we praise you tonight. First of all, for your word that went forth by the woman of God, stripping her, God, the virtue that went out of her. We speak that the strength would go back into her now and replenish her in the name of the Lord. Lord, we pray now for these that are on the line tonight from various states that need intercession and need victory and need clarity in areas in their lives. Tonight, God, we speak a word of healing, of deliverance. We speak a word of change into the minds of your people now. We claim victory. We claim healing for those that need to be healed. We claim deliverance for those that need to be delivered. But most of all, God, give us all strength to survive in you. For we know, God, without you, we're nothing. And we praise you tonight. We say yes to your will. Oh, glory to God. Somebody connected, you need to just lift your hands and say thank you, Lord, right now where you are. Because the Lord, thank you, Jesus, is moving upon those tonight that are listening to this voice. In the name of Jesus, Lord, go into their various places where they're now and let them feel your presence and feel your anointing. Somebody tonight, God, is connected. They haven't felt you in a long time. But I ask your Shekinah glory. Oh, and the OOC, thank you. To fill the houses of your people right now, their spiritual temples. In the name of Jesus, we claim it. We claim it because we know it's done. Bind the enemy, bind the strong man. Oh, Tashamil, those that have special requests, those that's going through struggles in their lives and need their lives changed through thy word. Send tonight an anointing upon them right now. We speak it, Tashamah. To the very mind and to the very morsel in the soul of the believer tonight. Thank you for victory. Thank you for victory tonight. Thank you for victory. We are conquerors tonight through you. We are conquerors tonight through thy word. Thank you, Lord, for ordering our steps. We praise you tonight for this fellowship. Praise you for the chief apostle and her staff. The workers in this fellowship, bless them now. Bless the faithful ones on this line nightly. And those that may have just tuned in tonight for the first time, thank you, God, for their interest in revival. We praise you and we thank you. Somebody need to praise him right now. Somebody need to praise him. Oh, cool. Thank you, Jesus, right now. My God, woman, if you need healing, touch where the pain is. And I claim healing for you. Sir, touch where the pain is in your body. And I speak healing in the name of Jesus to your body. My God, woman, you haven't been able to bend for a long time, but I speak to your muscles. I speak to your bone structure. And I command you to be delivered. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we praise you tonight. Somebody need to praise him on this line. For victory, I feel the victory cloud of God, the miracle working power of God right now. In the name of Jesus, you don't need nobody to lay hands on you. Lay hands on yourself right now where it is and speak healing to your body. In the name of Jesus, touch the children, touch the young people. Oh, God, deliver right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the prayer. Thank you for the prayer. Thank you for the prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Meet every need. Meet every need. Calm nerves through this season. Calm nerves. Calm nerves. Calm nerves. Whew. And that I speak over you tonight. Ooh, live. Hashanamaya. Live, beloved. Live. Live. Thank you, Jesus. And it is so. In Jesus' name. Go ahead and praise God right there where you are. And begin to thank him. Woo, my God, I feel an anointing right now. Begin to thank him, beloved. Woo, for the turnaround. for the turnaround. Oh, my God. For the victory in your life right now. Claim it. Speak it. It's yours for the asking. And it is so and so it is. In Jesus' name. Well, I know you feel good in your soul right now. I feel the anointing of God all on me. Ooh, hallelujah. The power of God is moving tonight, even in the world revival. Well, at this time, we want to open up the line for those that would like to give an expression to the woman of God for that message, or just to share what the Lord has done for you. Amen. You may do so at this time.
Praise the Lord, saints. This is Elder Milton, Evangelist Brown. Thank you so very much for allowing God to bless us with that word this evening. As usual, you did a great job, and I have to say what you taught us to say, stay on the wall and don't come down.
This is Miss Robinson, and I would like to thank the woman of God for the beautiful message tonight, and just stay on the wall.
Would there be another tonight? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Would there be another on the line that would encourage our speaker tonight?
Yes, this is Sister Walker. This is Sister Walker, and I would like to encourage her also. Evangelist Brown, I really appreciate you. I encourage you, stay on the wall. Don't come down. And I'm praying for you. And may God continue to bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Would there be another witness tonight to encourage our speaker? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Well, praise God. We thank God tonight for those that gave encouraging remarks to the woman of God, Evangelist Brown. Amen. That brought such a profound sermon, and we praise God for her faithfulness again to this fellowship. Amen. And all that she does in Jesus' name. But at this time, we're going to hear the voice of the chief apostle. Amen. She will come as the Lord lead her at this time. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Amen. At this time, we're going to have a selection by Prophetess Deborah Johnson, and then I'll be right back.
I need thee every hour. I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee, I come because I need thee. I come because I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee, I need thee. Oh, I need thee.
You should have said the same before the lady preached, but I didn't get to catch the time.
Thee, oh,
it doesn't take.
I about to say, I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Prophetess Deborah Johnson. I need thee. I need thee, my Savior. Oh, and I come because I need him. I need him every day, every hour, every second. I need him. Because Jesus said that I am him, that I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And I just thank God on tonight. I thank God for this revival. And I tell you that ever since this revival has started, God has been blessing. There has been doors that have been opened. I tell you that he's even given us an angel of grace. God has just been doing great things, and he's just been doing just miracles. And I just thank God, because it says, so faith come from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. And the word has been going forth on this line every night, and people have been blessed. And I just thank God that we're getting ready for our holy convocation. And I just want to let each and every one know that they can be a part of this fellowship. It's because we are still yet looking for Sergeant of Arms. If anyone wants to, we are looking for state mothers. We are looking for altar workers, prayer warriors, adjutants, and catchers and ushers. There is still room for many to come. And I just thank God that we are yet still growing. Amen. And I thank God for each and every one. I thank God for our devotion team. I thank God for our moderator on tonight, Archbishop York J. Milton. And I just thank God for our speaker on tonight. And I just want to tell you, Evangelist Brown, stay on the ball and continue to stay in God's word. Continue to be a beck and call that's on the wall. So when he calls, that you're always ready. And I just thank God you just continue to follow the words of God and just be faithful to him. Amen. And I thank God for our devotion team. And I just thank God for all the ones that have poured out into this ministry. You have sat and you have prayed and you have read scriptures and you have done everything. And I thank you for your monetary blessings that you have sent. And some has just been faithful just to continue to send their blessings. And I just thank God for you. And I also, if anyone would like to throw a seed into our speaker on tonight, if she has a Cash App, she will be able to give it to you when she comes back. But if she doesn't, then you can send it to my Cash App. I will make sure that she gets it. Amen. And my Cash App is $Chief Apostle 2. That's $Chief Apostle 2. I thank God for our devotion team. Sister Robinson is faithful, Elder Milton. I just thank God for all that you are doing because God is blessing. I have been getting calls, and that they say that since this revival has been going on, that they have truly have been blessed. And this is what a revival is all about, and that we should see a change in our life. Amen. At this time, I just thank God for Archbishop, and I turn you back over into the hands of him. And remember, on tomorrow night, we will have Pastor Dion Freeman, and then on Sunday night, we have Pastor Keelan Wright, Pastor Wright, and then that Monday, my God, we have Apostle Teresa Bridgeforth that will be coming forth. So we have a lineup of a great people of God, and you do not want to miss. And if you're one of the speakers, and if you want a flyer, just send me a picture, and we will get you a flyer made. Amen. At this time, back in the hands of Archbishop. God bless you all.
We praise God. Amen. For Chief Apostle B.A. Thomas on tonight. Amen. The vision that the Lord has given her concerning this world meeting And I want you to know the scripture said, go ye into all the world, didn't it? And preach the gospel to every creature. And that's what our mission is, amen, as Christian believers, is to reach the world for Christ, that someone may be healed, saved, and delivered. Again, if you want to be a blessing to a Chosen Generation Fellowship or Chief Apostle Thomas, you can cash app her at the $ Chief Apostle 2. That's right. The $ Chief Apostle and the number 2. Well, we praise God for you tonight. We thank God for you again tomorrow night. Amen. The man of God, Reverend Dion Freeman, will share a word from the Lord. We encourage you to call in on tomorrow. Matter of fact, everybody call 7 people and let them know that God is going to meet them in this revival on tomorrow night. Well, the Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. Here's our prayer. Amen. And we pray that your evening will be blessed with blessings and favor. At this time, our speaker, Evangelist Brown, will give us the benediction. God bless you all.
Amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the word. We thank you for how you showed up and showed out, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, we just thank you and we just honor you today, Heavenly Father, all the encouragement words, Heavenly Father. Those that are on the line, that they know that we're living in a sign of the times, and these things was necessary. So I give it up to you in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, amen. I'm going to go to Jude, the 24th verse and the 25th verse. It says, now to him that is able to keep you from falling, and to the presence of the fallenless, before the presence of his glory and exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. What I say on the one, I say on the all. Watch and pray and live holy. Be encouraged. Know that Jesus Christ is on his way back, but he's not here yet. Amen. And be encouraged. Love on someone. They don't have to be your cousin. They don't have to be your sister, whatever. Love them in spite of, because Jesus Christ loves us. Amen. Have a blessed night. Amen.